All right, a lot of hardworking people up listening to us. Headed to work, service manager, maintenance for an apartment community. That is the Lord's work right there, man. Service manager, getting all those phone calls to fix garbage disposals and air conditioning and things
especially,
like that.
Especially on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing there's a lot of plumbing issues on Labor Day. Well, or maybe the day after, too, after Labor Day. Because people, it's one of the holidays where you end up eating quite a good amount.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Labor Day is an eating holiday. What are the eating holidays? I would say Thanksgiving, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
Memorial Day is a big one, too.
Oh, Memorial Day, too.
Memorial Day's
anytime
a big
where
one.
A lot of cookouts are involved or anything. And a lot like a lot more. People might say Christmas, but Christmas, maybe you have one big meal or something, but it's not... it's not an all-day affair of, you know, being out and at a picnic or a barbecue or whatever. Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend's probably the biggest one. That's the one where you got all the leftovers. So it's...
Well, and it's also, it's the stress of the approaching holidays, too. That sometimes there's some stress eating involved.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Halloween's a rough one. That sneaks up on you because it's a week afterwards. And it's nothing but candy.
Yeah.
If you don't get rid of that candy the day after, you're hosed, man.
Truck driver rolling towards Kentucky, listening on the Odyssey app. We appreciate that. Oil field worker in Victoria, listening like every other day. Sir, try to step it up to every day, but we appreciate what
he's saying like every other day. Like any other day of the week he's listening.
Oh, like every other day. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. 713-572-4610. All right, so in the loop on Friday, there was a segment they were doing where Lopez was explaining to Reggie and Figgy why the golden age of Houston sports, and maybe I'm butchering the exact topic, but it's Lopez was explaining how 1975 through like 2000 was a better time and place in Houston sports than the one we're living in right now, which is pretty damn good. All three of the major teams are contenders right now, I think. I think you can, with a straight face, put a Super Bowl, NBA title, or World Series case together. Even though it doesn't feel that way offensively right now for the Astros, like it or not, they are still one of the top six or seven teams on the odds board to win the World Series. So Lopez was kind of going through, and Figgy was kind of taken aback by that. Like, wow, really? It was that much better 1975 through 2000. So Lopez was explaining that you had a couple nice eras with the Oilers where they made the AFC title game a couple of times against the Steelers in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. You had the Warren Moon run-and-shoot era, which was a good, not great because they didn't win anything, but they won a lot of regular season games in the late 80s and early 90s. Explain that the Rockets won two championships and they went to the finals a couple other times in that period of time. Brought up U of H and Phi Slamma Jamma. And he brought up the Astros and talked about how the Astros – they didn't win a World Series in that era, but they did win the division in 1980 and made the postseason, went to the limit with the Phillies, who went on to win the World Series. And then he talked about 1986, and he said, look, in 1986, the Astros came 116-inning game in Game 6 away from, well, you know, I'm not going to explain. Here was Lopez explaining the 1986 Houston Astros and an assertion that I found a little bit offensive as a Red Sox fan back then.
1986, one play away from probably winning a World Series in 1986. And Sean Pendergast is saying, I agree with your overall take on 75 through 2000, but the one play away thing is what he might have issue with in terms of the 75 to 2000.
Mm-hmm. And then when we start
talking about the home run that spelled the difference in Game 6, that one play.
Yeah.
Because Game 7 was Mike Scott.
Yeah.
That's the one play I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Then Mike Scott was going to pitch Game 7. They're still trying to figure out how to
hit
it.
Okay. So Lopez's assertion was that if things go a different kind of way in Game 6, that the Astros, Game 6 of the NLCS, not Game 6 of the World Series, that the Astros probably would have won the World Series. And I'm saying to myself, okay, they still would have had to win Game 7. To Lopez's point, Mike Scott was going to pitch Game 7. They certainly would have been favored to win Game 7 if I had to guess.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, they would have still had to beat the Red Sox in the World Series, a team that actually came within one play of beating the New York Mets in six games if Bill Buckner didn't let the ball roll through his legs.
Yeah.
So that's where I Lopez just sort of cavalierly asserting, like, well, if this one play goes differently, then they win the World Series.
Then like, they probably win, and then all of a sudden that also makes that part of the golden era, which I, so like, okay, ifs and buts and candy and nuts and all of that. Like, that's one play to where we would have put you in the conversation to potentially win the World Series. Yeah. But it's also in an era where it's not like the Astros were just, they weren't attending the postseason every year at all. That was their one, you know, like that was their one postseason appearance from 1982 through 1997.
Yes,
you know, this golden era that Lopez is talking about.
Put the golden era part aside, because I don't necessarily disagree with him that there was a lot of good stuff that happened in Houston sports over that time. It's the assertion that if one play changes in Game 6 of the NLCS, that the Astros probably go on to win that series and another 7-game series.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't even know that they would have been favored against the Red Sox. And so I texted him about this, and his reply was, Mike Scott, Nolan Ryan. And that was his whole reply. And I said, okay, well, the Mets did get to Nolan Ryan for 5 earned runs in Game 2 of that series, and the Red Sox did have Roger Clemens, who was the MVP and Cy Young winner on their team.
I just said, yeah, okay, Mike Scott, Nolan Ryan. It didn't get you through the NLCS.
Correct.
I don't like Mike Scott, Nolan Ryan can't be your trump card that you pull out when you're talking about a team that lost a series in which they had Mike Scott and Nolan Ryan.
Point. Yes, that's my point.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
The Golden Era stuff is off to the side. This is my point, which is,
it's like you lost it. You just like you get a showdown in the Old West. And you got a Colt 45, but you get shot in the head.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, sorry. Well, if I had to do it over again, Colt 45.
Okay, so you're with me on this.
Yes, okay. 100%.
Okay.
No, plus, no, but I disagree with the entire notion that somehow it was better then in terms of golden era or team success or what have you, because that was the Astros' lone postseason appearance. Now, it was harder to make the postseason back then, obviously.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a lot harder. But yeah, I don't, you had the Rockets championships.
Yep.
But it wasn't like the, I think the biggest thing that Lopez and other people who lived in Houston back then, the difference was that it was a much smaller city. I mean, like in 1985, the greater Houston area had 2.7 million people in it, whereas right now it's got 6.9 million people in it. It was still a very large city by where they ranked in American cities and what have you.
Yeah.
But I think it was more homegrown Houstonians, and it probably just had more of a small town vibe to a lot of the sports teams and their followers and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I know at least with the football, you know, with the Oilers, like getting to the AFC title game was enough for them to pack the dome the night the team got back. They were just so excited about football back then. That's why, like, I understand his argument. It sounds like you have more of an issue with him categorizing 75 through 2000 as a golden era than you do my issue with the whole 86 Astros probably win the World Series take.
Yeah, I guess, and I can't say because I didn't live there, but just from listening to people tell stories about it and what have you, it was a different feel to it. But I think part of that is also how things have changed in society at large.
Yeah.
There wasn't social media.
Yeah.
Sports radio wasn't a thing until the 90s.
Yep.
It was more of a, you read about the team in the paper in the morning, you talk about it with your coworkers, and then you go to the game.
Yep.
And times were simpler then, Sean.
Yeah.
But that's in society at large, not just any one specific era of one sports city.
I moved here in 94, so I was here for the second of the two. I moved here September or October 94. So it was in between. I moved here in between the two Rocket championships, and it was fun, man. It was really fun to be here. Anything where it goes back before I was living here, I'll just kind of take John's word for it on that. But I had a television and lived somewhere where they broadcasted the NLCS and the World Series that year. And I can tell you right now, there ain't no probably about anything with the Astros winning the 86 World Series if one play goes differently for them in Game 6 of the NLCS. Not Game 7, in Game 6. So they still got to win one more game and then win a best-of-7 series. I don't know what John's definition of probably is, if it's 50.1%. My definition of probably means like 80%. You're going to win that thing. And that does not fit that criteria for me. Okay, so this might show up again on Friday, this take, especially because the listenership's a little down today. This might be in Take-A-Mania on Friday, Seth, just so you know. And John knows already. He's been warned.
If we're going to take those probablys, then we have to add the Rockets being the second best team in basketball. in the James Harden era for many of those seasons and saying, okay, well, if Chris Paul doesn't tear his hamstring, then the Rockets probably win a championship that year. So if we're going to start stacking probablys up to other probablys or maybes, then I still feel like the current era, just by virtue of all the Astros championships, there's just, it's hard to compete with that, man.
That's not helping because I probably did say, hey, if Chris Paul doesn't pull his hamstring, they probably win the NBA championship. I probably said that at one point.
No, but I've got more of an issue with the golden era glory than you do. I do. I am jealous a little bit of people when they talk about the 70s and 80s in Houston. It just felt like there was very much of a, like almost like a pioneer spirit or something, or of like, man, we're a city on the rise.
Yeah, for sure.
You still had, because the space program, I mean, that was, I think kids now and even like people my age and younger probably don't really appreciate how big a deal the space program was and just how much prestige it brought. I mean, astronauts were bigger than athletes and back in those days. Yeah. So the whole vibe of the city was very much one of like, oh yeah, we're setting the pace in a lot of things.
So my goal this segment was to play this micro take by Lopez and see if you agreed with my take on it. And in the end, it sounds like you disagree more with the Lopez's macro take on the golden era than my whole thing about probably winning a World Series. Okay. Don't know if I got my mission accomplished there. All right. Going into the 8 o'clock hour, one of the biggest debuts in college football this weekend wasn't even a player or a coach. How do we think this went on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports on Big Noon Saturday over the weekend? We'll have that for you coming up next.